Welcome to the hashtag Being Me podcast series, a story of a gay Indian man on his journey to self-acceptance. The full podcast is available free on ecr.co.za or from Apple Podcasts. Simply search hashtag Being Me.
If you're someone who's been married before, you would agree that on the day of your wedding, you can't help but think of the most strangest memories. After my first encounter with Di in the library, I finally felt alive. A breath of fresh air filled my lungs and I was ready to take on the world. While I tried to put the memories of my past at the back of my mind, I knew it would never escape me. Kevin, the suicide, high school, and my family were going to be constant reminders of the pain that I endured. However, I chose to look forward, and I was on the search to find my Mr. Right. As I progressed through university, I was exposed to many different gay friends along the way, and what I concluded was that we each had our own story and own memories. But at the end, we were all survivors. Survivors of a mean world where, till this day, people choose not to accept us for who we are. But we carry on, and we survive. No, I will not bust out into a rendition of Gloria Gaynor's famous hit. I was in the gay dating scene for a while and kissed my fair share of disgusting frogs. Ugh. I stayed on the dating apps for a while. I can still remember my profile. I never hid what I looked like. If you didn't like me, you moved along. That was the rule. My profile was complete with what interests were and what I was looking for. Love. Love is what I was looking for, and most of my friends told me that I was silly to think I was going to find it on an app, but I hung on. I went on a good few dates. Some were good, and some, well, let's just say, weren't as I was expecting. For some time, I got so consumed with adulting that I almost forgot about love. As I grew up and my friends got older, most of them were at this point in serious relationships, and there I was, third wheel and being designated driver for my friends on weekends. At first it was fun, and then the loneliness set in. My weekends were boring. I tried filling it with a hobby, but I eventually got tired of that. And then, in an instant, things turned around for me. It was just another normal weekend when I received a random Facebook request from a guy. I was hesitant because we didn't have any friends in common, but I thought, what the hell, I've got nothing to lose, so I accepted. He was older, but seemed wiser. So the story goes that apparently I came up as a friend's suggestion, so he took the chance and invited me. I was very skeptical, but I went on with it. Over the next few months, we spent hours chatting on Facebook. He was kind, caring, and thoughtful. He knew my moods and knew what to say to cheer me up when I was down. I was falling for him, but I had to meet him first to see if we connected in real life. So I bravely arranged a meeting. I was nervous. I'm talking more nervous than the time I planned to kiss the girl in high school. As he walked towards me, I smiled like an idiot. This is going to sound so cliched, but I just knew he was the one. Date one was so easy and natural. I didn't have to try. He got all my weird jokes and was such a gentleman. He had no agenda. He just wanted to love me and take care of me. 3 months after date one, he asked me to be his boyfriend, and I couldn't say no. I mean, how do you say no to a man who worships the ground you walk on and would do anything to keep you happy? It's impossible to say no. Well, our relationship had a few bumps like any other relationship, but for the most of the part, I was elated. I found my person. Fast forward 3 years later to the day he proposed to me. Yes, I got engaged to the man of my dreams, and I was ecstatic, but nervous at the same time. I now had to tell my family that I was in a serious relationship and was going to be married to my Mr. Right. Let's just say I've had better days than the day I spilled the beans. I guess deep down inside, I expected it. And as I sit here on the day of my wedding, minutes before I marry my soulmate, my soon-to-be husband, the only thought that's in my mind is, will they ever truly accept me for the man that I've become? a gay man. I guess that it's a journey that I'm going to be walking on for a long time. It's a journey of becoming my true self.
Follow his journey on ecr.co.za under podcasts, hashtag being me.
Jane Lindley Thomas. East Coast Radio.